The lights are on red. We're away.
And welcome to MotoGPOD, the internet radio show all about motorcycle road racing. I'm your guest host, Jim Race, and I'm suddenly subbing in for Bob Hayes. We had a great show planned for tonight. It was going to be just like a week ago, myself, Bob, and Liam. And indeed, the three of us were talking on the phone. The only problem is that we had a bit of a computer meltdown, and the quality was such that, well, essentially none of us could really talk to each other. We don't know if it was a combination of Skype and Bob's computer completely crashing. But as it turns out, I'm about the only one that can do this, and I'm about as prepared as you can get. The only facts in my head right now is I remember who was on the podium last year. That was Valentino Rossi at the top of the box, followed by Sete Gimeno and Colin Edwards. When we spoke with Liam was about, well, he's in the process of packing to head out to Le Mans this weekend, and I'm sure we'll have a great wrap-up from him for come probably Monday night or Tuesday. In the meantime, Bob and myself are going to meet up along with Pop Monkey of RideOn2.com this weekend for the AMA Superbike races at Sears Point, also known as Infineon Raceway. However, that might be a plan also waning, because the forecast for this weekend is looking pretty bad, and people make fun of us California racers, but there is kind of a reason for that, and Sears Point is one of the few tracks that the AMA will not race on in the rain. So plans are all up in the air. Nothing seems to be working right, with the exception of my computer here, which took me about an hour to even get it set up to do this very short recording, and short it is going to be. It's essentially exists of an apology, an explanation, but no excuses. We should have had it better set up, but sometimes, you know, let's just say that we were on our outlap and we went down on cold tires, and that pretty much sums up the entire result of this podcast. Now, if at all possible, between now and the beginning of the races on Sunday, we will try and get something up. So keep your feet up. Keep an ear and an eye out for us. We will try and get something up, however remotely we're doing it. And we thank you for your forbearance. And if nothing else, at least one, if not both of us, and maybe even all three of us or even more, will be back on Monday night or Tuesday for the wrap-up of the Le Mans GP. Really wanted to give it a shot. I will mention one thing that's kind of, we tried to do something interesting, which was during the GP Live last week, a bunch of us got together on Skype, and we learned one very amusing thing. If you're all watching it through MotoGP.com, the live feed, you, depending upon where you're located in the world and how close you are and what your bandwidth is to the server, people can be anywhere from 5 to 20 seconds apart at the point of the race. Much as we malign occasionally the announcers, it's a lot better. At least they're far more coordinated than we as varyingly remote listeners are. And so it was fun while it lasted, kind of a fun idea. We had some people in Europe, some people down in Australia, people in the States, all over the place. It didn't work, and we've got some ideas to try it again in the future. But the point was friendship, everybody getting together to talk about it, and frankly, between the races was some of the funnest things we did. So, technology biting us in the head. We will not stand for it. We will come back bigger, better, stronger than ever. And in the meantime, we will talk to you folks soon. I hope you have a great weekend. And I know these races are going to go off well. GP races, unfortunately, I won't be able to see until Sunday night myself. Unless, of course, we get fully rained out. So, on that note, thank you very much. And I will play the closing just as well as it should be. Bass ackwards, simply like we are. Thanks a bunch, and we'll talk to you soon.
Oh,
geez, got the tape in there backwards here. One more time.
MotoGP is a trademark of Dorna Sports SL. The MotoGP OD podcast and MotoGPOD.com are not affiliated with Dorna Sports SL. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners. MotoGP OD isn't affiliated with any of them.